Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
One of the most shocking college basketball coaching moves of all time. It looks like, barring a change, that John Calipari is going to be your next head basketball coach. So I guess that means Nick and Kerry need to fire up the grill at Herman's, because I would guess, if it ends up happening, Cal's going to be making a trip over there sometime soon. We welcome you into hour number three of a Hot Take Mondays. We're live at Big Creek Trading Company in Harrison. Excited about the Eclipse today. Excited to watch the Final Four tonight. Guys, I'm more excited to see that official release from Arkansas basketball. At least hoping to see that official release that Cal's going to be your next basketball coach.
It's the Eclipse miracle here at Big Creek Trading Company on the Morning Rush. Glad we're here. Hot Take Monday, brought to you by Wills RV, 5 miles west of exit 72 off of I-49 in Springdale. We'll be at the big NWA RV show and outdoor party this Friday, getting ready. It's going to be in Rogers. They'll have food trucks, a variety of vendors, bounce houses, and the best brands in camping all there. That'll be this weekend. We'll tell you more. Wills RV, seek, explore, discover. Chuck, when you first heard of this, I mean, I think a lot of people knew about John Tyson's connection with Calipari. That's not a huge secret, but did you think it could get all the way to the finish line as it appears it has this morning?
Well, you know, when you really, you know, put it under the microscope, there are a lot of things about this that do make sense. I'll be honest, I began to get a whiff of this late Saturday night, and I did know about Coach Calipari's connection with the Tyson family, John Tyson specifically. So from that standpoint, it did make sense to me. And I found it believable, you know, perhaps still unlikely, but believable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously things have come together, at least if all the reports out there are to be believed. And there's some pretty reputable people that are saying what they're saying. And if all of it turns out to be this way, it's quite a coup.
Yeah. The thing that, because I had to process this a little while after, I heard about it Sunday morning for the first time when I got up, and, you know, trying to piece it all together. And I was like, just kind of contemplated over it more, you know, if you indeed did lose Chris Beard, it was because Ole Miss was fighting to keep him and up the ante. And the more I thought about it, you know, Kentucky has been wanting to push him out the door, but his contract was very costly to do that. It doesn't appear to me like you'd have a Kentucky side who, right or wrong, you know, at least their fans are ready to move on. You'd free them of that contract. I'm not sure how much of a fight they put up, so that's why it continued to make more sense, or at least I was talking myself into it, because a lot of times that's where you run into the roadblock. Arkansas's gotten many a coaches a raise in these situations because you were used as leverage. I'm not sure how much leverage there was on the other side, just knowing everything we've known publicly the last few years about Calipari and the way the fans there have viewed him.
Timing's everything in life.
Yes.
And in this case, the timing was right. Look, based on the fact that, you know, when the relationship that, you know, we just know about on the surface and nothing more beyond that between Coach Cal and the Tyson family, you know, you I'm sure it's not the first time they've thought about, hey, well, sure would be nice if, you know, John was our coach. I'm sure that's crossed their mind before, but the timing wasn't right. And clearly, if all this turns out to be true, and we have no reason to believe it's not, the timing was right.
So you probably heard about this one way or another in the last 24 hours, but some facts and figures that have been tossed out. Cal, if the reports are true, is set to make over $8 million. An NIL pool of $5 to $6 million is apparently on the table, which is basically double of Muss's money, what he was making here. Again, this hasn't been finalized. We need to reiterate that throughout the morning because I know we want it to be true, but it hasn't, again, been true because I felt similar reports on the Chris Beard stuff. But at this juncture, I think there's more of a percentage that you think he's going to wind up as the head coach than he's going to wind up staying in Lexington.
I know you use the term facts and figures there, and I don't think you used it loosely, but we really don't know in terms of the figures what all the facts are. From what I read, and I'm sure all this will come out at some point, I doubt very seriously if Arkansas has guaranteed, you know, north of $8 million. From what I understand, it's going to be a little bit south, or from what I read, it may be a little bit south of what he made at Kentucky, but it's incentive-laden to where he could equal or surpass that. I don't know that. None of us know that. I'm just saying what I read on, I believe it was ESPN.com, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what the NIL figures are going to be. You hesitate to say whatever you need, but I don't think there's reason to believe that Arkansas is going to be stymied by budget. Everybody would like to have more, but I don't get the sense that, you know, it's going to be one of those situations where Cal comes to Arkansas and suddenly he doesn't have any NIL money. I don't think it's going to be like that at all.
Well, I call on you, people that work in X&A or Drake Field or the ones in Kentucky. If you see John Calipari, let the Morning Rush, Halftime, or Ruskin and Zach know, get some video.
He's just going to parachute in.
Evidence.
No, they're just going to drop you out of the plane. He's going to parachute into the campus.
Get us something that we can use as documentation.
I'm sure he'll call you. He'll call you.
Yeah. Get us something
because
that we
can use. You know, and again, sometimes we go from beyond a reasonable doubt to we want it to be beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I know for a lot of people, seeing John Calipari as the Razorback head coach, they're going to need to see it before they believe it. And I get that. But, you know, the one thing that I keep coming back to, and, you know, if you're the head coach at Kentucky, it's kind of like being the head football coach at Alabama. If it gets out that you're flirting with someone else, you know, you got to go. So I suspect there's a lot of truth to this.
I don't think it would be unreasonable if you found out at some point down the road Kentucky gave up a few million to Cal to go ahead and take this deal to get them off the hook of that $33 million or whatever it is buyout.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I'm when you're faced with potentially having to make a $20 million buyout at some point. I mean, I've seen stranger things done.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
Let's think about what's happened the last couple of days. So I think a lot of us, including myself, were under the impression that Chris Beard was going to be the next head basketball coach at the University of Arkansas. That didn't come to happen. Then you heard the names of Jerome Tang, Will Wade. You heard about Darrell Walker. You heard about Chris Jans, both reported by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, being interviewed. And then this happens. This comes out of left field. It's kind of like the Petrino offensive coordinator hire. I heard some different names. I heard
the Petrino head coaching hire.
I heard some names that you were like, I don't know if that'll really inspire the fan base. And then Petrino happens. All of a sudden, a lot of people are on board. We've had some texts, Ryan in Hot Springs. We've had some other texters. I think Brandon Kentucky was against it. There's going to be some people that push back on this. You're paying a lot of money, potentially, to a guy that hasn't had tournament success the last 5 years. But you're hoping this new destination gives him new life at a spry young age of 65 years old, and I hope that he has that 5 to 6 good years left. I'm not asking him to be the next head coach for 10, 15, 20 years, but if he can get Arkansas back to the tournament, second weekend, maybe an Elite Eight, I think that gets close to fulfilling the expectations for what you're potentially paying him to be the head
coach. I say let's
go
win it all. I think you got to think big, man. Let's go win it all.
Yeah. I mean, you're not paying $8 million a year to try to make the Sweet 16.
Well, so. You'll have the. I mean, we've seen this program.
Let's get him here first.
I don't think that's because you used that term earlier, Chuck. Go big, and I was just thinking about it from a recruiting standpoint. But there, I don't think there's any Arkansas fan that doesn't think if he is your next head basketball coach that they don't have everything at his disposal to win a national championship. The only thing I question with Cal, if he is the next coach, is. Does he still have that fire? Can he reinvent himself? Because he has to, because the last 5 years have shown that he has to reinvent himself in some way, shape, or form, because they have failed in Lexington in the NCAA tournament. And if they get one win in 5 years as him as the head basketball coach, that is a failure based on what he's going to make here at Arkansas.
But is it reasonable to say that, you know, every program in the country gets up for their absolute best to beat Kentucky? You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like Bama. Chuck made that earlier. It's.
I don't know that Cal brings that part of the equation to Arkansas. You know, I think they get the not that the NCAA tournament doesn't try to bring everyone's best out, but Kentucky adds a little bit more to that for even the lowest of seeds or the highest seeds, however you want to look at it, that have their one shot for one shining moment. Kentucky still brings out that, and he won't have to wear that collar. At Arkansas quite the way he did at Kentucky, night in and night out, every time they go on the road.
Well, I do think that with the salary, with the money that is going to be at his disposal, apparently, there will be heightened expectations. There will be expectations that go beyond, you know, what you would normally expect out of a guy. I tend to disagree, Ty, that second weekend of the tournament, hey, that's great. I don't think people are going to feel that way. I think people will expect more, and I think the expectation will come very, very quickly.
Now, is that just based – now, and here's the question you got to ask off that. Does that expectation year one, do Arkansas fans expect to make not just two – I mean, the NCAA tournament's an expectation, but do you expect to make it the second weekend in year one? Do you expect to make it
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We don't even know what the roster is going to look
like.
That's
exactly what
we don't even know what the roster is going to look like.
See who the players are.
I would expect Arkansas to be an NCAA tournament team. I'll go that far. But I don't think anything beyond that is just other than wild speculation, because you don't even know who the players are.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that for, what, a fourth straight season, Bud Walton Arena is going to be sold out.
Well,
you mentioned the
renovations, I think, and the
renovations were brought up earlier. I would think, assuming this plays out like we think it's going to, that is going to get more of a push than maybe the pull it's gotten last year or so.
If you've got an appetite right now to define expectations, let's center those in on roster construction. You know, let's see what kind of, you know, players you can get in and how well they're thought of, who else they've been recruited by. You like to look at stars and rankings, fine. However you want to equate that, that should be the first expectation, is how well can he do getting 13 players assembled that play well together, that look good on paper, and let's go. And then who does he bring in as a staff? Let's go from there. Those are the building blocks we got to have first.
And I'm the in-state guy of this show in terms of pushing the high school grassroots. I know Terrion Burgess, from someone I've talked to, has a lot of respect for John Calipari, young man from Benton, Arkansas, 4-star. This Isaiah Seely kid who Zach knows, who calls his games, another kid that Arkansas would be in the running for. I do wonder, like, he went with Shepherd's an in-state kid for Kentucky. They've had in-state talent before. I wonder how he approaches that, either the same or differently from Eric Musselman in that regard, because I think that's also important to how he goes about recruiting, not just the guys he pulls out of the portal, plucks back in maybe, that he brings back to campus, but also the ones that he looks at immediately that are here in this state.
I'm sure he'll sign the players he thinks can play for him. I'm certain of that.
Yeah. So I'm interested to first, let's have a press conference. I don't care about winning that. I want to start seeing some names on filling out that roster. And I'll be interested to see, is there a single player back from last year's team? That, to me, is maybe one of the most interesting questions I want answered. How many of these guys that played here last year will even make the cut on a Calipari team? I don't know. With 5 or 6 million reportedly available, with his cachet, his name, you may see 13 new names and 2 new walk-ons by the time let's just see what happens.
Those guys that played on this team last year went toe-to-toe with them in both Bud Walton and Rupp Arena. They didn't exactly roll over them in against one of the better regular season teams that Cal's had.
It's a free agent world now, though, guys. It's a free agent world in college basketball. Coaches, players, everybody. And this whole thing, if he's the one, this whole thing will be determined by roster construction, and that'll take on a life of its own. And that's just kind of how it works right now. But, I'll point to the comments that, and I don't want to get sidetracked here, but Grant Nelson made after the Alabama game. Is he going to the NBA? Is he coming back to Alabama? And he says, first thing you say was, I'm going to talk to my agent. Like he's a pro, and which essentially he is. So, that's at the heart of a lot of these kids' decisions. And we're just going to have to see how that all plays out. Hey, let's pause just for a second. I want to talk about my friends at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. If you are buying or selling a home, now more than ever, you need someone on your side of the table who understands and can make sense of everything that you hear and read every day about the housing market, all the stuff that's going on out there. I can assure you, because I say this from experience, when you partner with an agent from Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, you are partnering with a professional, an individual who is among the best trained in the business. Nobody trains their agents better than Weicker. So the things that they read, the things that you hear, they make sense of all of it for you. And you need that kind of advice right now, whether you're a buyer or a seller. They'll listen to you. They'll understand your needs. They'll lay out a plan for you. That's what separates them. That's what I found, and I think that'll be your experience too. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes. There's a lot of them out there, and you can log on, check out their selection at WeickerGriffin.com.
So I mentioned those two games, one in Fayetteville, one in Lexington this year, and you've had it back-to-back years where you played both at home and on the road. I would think that Greg Sankey, ESPN executives, and CBS, they're going to make absolutely sure that these two teams play twice this next season. That's a no-brainer, right? I mean, the rivalry is ramping
up. Makes sense, yeah.
We mentioned the baseball game the baseball series in Lexington is coming up. If this ends up coming to fruition, that is going to be a talking point for the visiting Arkansas fans. But man,
some of this will depend on who Kentucky hires as a coach, and is it two larger than life figures? And I don't know who they'll end up with if all this unfolds the way we think. But that will make it even better. But everything you're saying makes sense. But again, we're trying to get the cart down the road in front of the horses.
Maybe they'll bring back Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Brian, who's in Ozark this morning on the McCarty Dana Hotline. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Ty?
Nothing much, man.
Hey, I was listening to y'all. Coach Cal, I think, would be a great coach, but I have a question on that because, Coach Cal in the last, forever has recruited numerous one and done, and I believe that's why Kentucky's not played for a national title in, 10 years or plus?
2012, yep.
And it seemed like Musselman tried that once last year and had the same success with not getting past Sweet 16 with his one and done. When you look at a team like UConn that doesn't have a bunch of five stars, isn't it better to have these guys stick around and not worry about the NBA so quickly? That's Coach K's resume, is get these guys in and get them out. Same way at Arkansas, and would it actually benefit Arkansas? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, sir.
I think that's a good question, but he did indicate at the end of this last season that he was going to modify his approach. I hesitate to say any coach completely changes their approach, but a lot of them do modify. And I can see he is planning to do that. I think he would do that whether he was still at Kentucky or whether he's here or whether he's at any school. It certainly sounded like his sentiment was at the end of the season that was something he was going to modify.
So Brian's right in the sense of you can't win with just one and dones, but UConn, for example, he brought up them. Stephon Castle is a five-star. last night. He had him 20.
Yeah, they're not. They're not doing this with three stars.
They are. I mean, Klingon was highly recruited, highly decorated. He's an in-state kid. Newton's really come on. They got Spencer from Rutgers. I mean, they. It's a combination. It's never one way. You can't win with all transfers. You can't win with all in-state kids. You can't win with all five stars. It has to be a combination of it all. If you look at Eric,
can't win with all guards, yeah, as we saw. This
I mean,
year
you look either. At. I would argue Eric Musselman's best team was probably his second year because you had a Moses. One and done. You had some in-state kids and Devo and Jalen. Jalen's an NBA player. Devo's a four-year college player. Then you had transfers and Justin Smith and Jalen Tate. That was his best team. It was his best team offensively. It was his best team defensively because you had that perfect combination. It's hard to hit that perfect combination of chemistry, and especially for a first-year coach, which Cal will be tasked to do this year if he ends up becoming the official Arkansas head basketball coach.
I don't think.
Well, expectations are going to change too, because that team you just described may very well have been Muss's team, best team, but they didn't make the Final Four. Is and certainly Kentucky, the answer was no. Is the answer here for a coach that is with, you know, all the cachet he brings, is that going to be enough? You know, I'd submit to you maybe once, but that'd be about it. I don't think if Cal comes to Arkansas and spends 5 years and doesn't make the Final Four, people are going to have the same affinity for him that they had for us.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
How many Arkansas fans will recant their John Calipari takes if he becomes the Razorback head coach? I know I'll have to. I was just looking at my Twitter, and one of my last tweets was, Cal's a fraud, something of that nature. And the other thing that's kind of been on my mind, Tommy, is Derek Ruskin going to recant his John Calipari rant?
No. Why would you?
He's going to stay in on it.
Why would you recant it? You already said it. It's on. I mean, why would you recant it?
I didn't know if he'd go back on
it. Like it didn't happen?
I didn't know if he would change his mind on that or not, now that he could be potentially.
Well, he was
Arkansas.
The Kentucky coach then. He's the Arkansas coach.
Now he's
coach.
The Arkansas coach, potentially. So,
well, I mean, Mus said last week that now the Big Ten's the best basketball conference. I mean, are you shocked by that?
I didn't listen to
that.
I
mean, he was a liar when he was here? I mean, that's just the way things are.
I didn't listen to any of his press conference at all.
Well, I'm glad you prepared. So.
Did you listen to it?
Every word.
Well, it was a waste of your time. I didn't take the time to do that. We're live at Big Creek Trading Company this morning again in Harrison, Arkansas. The news of the day, John Calipari potentially becoming Arkansas's head coach in the next 24 hours or so.
Yep, should be an interesting day as it unfolds. Brought to you by The Fence Man, the company we trust with anything involving a fence. He's got to get that fence built all the way around Arkansas so all the best kids stay here. And now we, you know, get them in here on the Cal bus. We got to figure out what we're going to call it now. But seriously, the Fence Man can build you any kind of fence, gate, powered automatic gates, repair the fence that you've got now. He does it all. 782-3936, the Fence Man. He ain't afraid of no work.
It's got to be something Tyson related, I would
think. Yeah. I got a text. We got a text on the Clardy Daniel hotline. Scotty in Fort Smith said, I put Tyson chicken on my grocery list, and I'm sending $10 to the NIL.
So. Someone has already taken a picture of Tyson chicken in front of Bud Walton Arena. So yeah. They're going to get some fun play off that.
So good for them. So, yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, hopefully it all comes together. And like you said, awaiting that official release.
Is there anything that
everything points to that from a national and local perspective.
Is there anything that is in the back of your mind, like it was with me last night, that leads you to believe that this might not happen? I tend to agree with what Chuck said earlier, that to flirt. If you're a Kentucky basketball coach and you're flirting someone else, it's really hard to come back. But I also thought Chris Beard was a done deal as of last week, and that didn't come to fruition. Is there anything in the back of your mind that's saying, I just have to see this before I'm officially all on board on this?
The one thing that I think is key to this is Kentucky's probably not putting up much fight. They're not marching on the athletic offices there to make sure they keep Cal. From the text I've gotten from a couple of people I know in Kentucky, they're happy to see his departure for the majority of that fan base. I think the key in the equation is, unlike Ole Miss last week, in those reports, I don't think Kentucky's like trying to drag him back home.
I think the Kentucky job in basketball is like the Alabama job in football. If you flirt, you go. People don't leave those places, so they don't fight to keep you. If you want to walk, go. I think that's their attitude. Now, I do think, again, timing in terms of John Calipari coming to Arkansas is key in all of this. But I just think that those are a couple of programs that their attitude is always going to be. There's somebody that would love to have this job if you think maybe you need to go somewhere else. So I wouldn't expect at either of those places for a situation to arise where their coach's name gets out in connection with another job and he doesn't leave.
And I wonder, we've had some people texting on the McCarty-Daniel hotline talking about the late Eddie Sutton leading for Lexington, and now this situation where it could play out like that. I wonder what domino effect that'll have. Tommy, you mentioned a text that you received earlier where Andy Enfield took the SMU job.
We're talking about the chain reaction.
Yeah, Musk took the USC job. And then if Cal comes here to Arkansas, what kind of chain reaction that could have, not just in the conference but across college basketball.
Huge.
I mean, Oates, Beard, I would think would be in contention. I think Bruce Pearl's a name that might be a little underappreciated that I would think Kentucky would be smart to kind of see if he has interest there. But those are three SEC coaches right there that I think Kentucky would gauge at least their interest.
I think you've got to have someone at a place like that who can handle it all. Again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. There have really only been two coaches that have really handled, the enormity of the Kentucky job and done it well, and that's Pitino and Calipari. It swallowed up the other guys. Whoever they hire's got to have the ability to deal with that.
Yeah. Brought to you by WT Equipment. It's haying season. Get a great deal right now on a compact tractor with front-end loaders or a mid-range tractor with all the hay tools you need, or step up to the T7 series tractors right now at WT Equipment. Hey, step into one of the best cabs also when you get a New Holland and step into one of the best, most comfortable cabs with all the equipment you need in the industry, and work day after day in an environment where you're comfortable when it comes to operating on your farm. Hurry into WT Equipment today and take home a truckload of savings when you buy now. It's all at WT Equipment. They got locations everywhere. Find one online at WTEquip.com.
Real quick, baseball team took all three games against Ole Miss this weekend. I don't think, I think you said in the first hour, Chuck, I don't think we're appreciating how difficult it is for them to do that week in, week out. I mean, they've only lost one SEC game through 12. I mean, that is staggering what Dave Van Horn's club's done so far.
Well, you just think about it. If they'd won 2 of 3 and were 8-4 right now, they'd still be in first place, or at least tied for first place. And most of the time, 8-4, 9-3 through 12 ball games, and you're either at the top or you're tied with somebody else for the top. It's hard to sweep people. It's hard to sweep teams in baseball. It's really difficult to do. Sometimes you've just got to be that good. And I don't know if it's going to last all year, but I'm beginning to think these guys are just that good.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
If you haven't heard, I think 99% of you have. But the biggest news, not just in Arkansas, but not just in college basketball, really in college sports, it's really overdoing the championship tonight. It's overdoing the Caitlin Clark loss yesterday. John Calipari is reportedly signing with Arkansas to be the next head basketball coach within the next 24 hours. Five-year deal, upwards of $8 million, and a reported $5 to $6 million NIL fund a year. Guys, we'll see if it pans out. But
it's the Eclipse miracle. It's the Eclipse miracle that's happened here. And I'll be interested to see how much coverage this gets tonight during the national championship broadcast. You know it's going to garner some attention. Hey, it's Hot Take Monday. We're live at Big Creek Trading Company at the junction of Highways 62, 65, and 412 south of Harrison. Come by and say hi. Several of you already have this morning, giving away a 22 long rifle bolt action with a scope. Also, a four-hour guided fishing trip from Mitchell Guide Service. We're giving all that away here this morning over the next few days at Big Creek Trading Company. Going to be live Friday. Chuck, just you and I. My wedding boy is going to be off in Montana. And we're going to be at the NWA RV show and outdoor party. It's going to be happening this weekend with Wheels RV. Looking forward to being there and getting you ready for camping season. It's already here. And they'll have food trucks, a variety of vendors, and bounce houses this weekend. So make your plans to be at the NWA RV show and outdoor party this Saturday and Sunday in Rogers.
Chuck, I was going to get Tommy a golf polo in Bozeman, but do you want one? Because you haven't been mean to me about leaving this week. Do you want a golf polo in Bozeman?
Yeah, it'd be great, man.
Okay. All right.
I'll take a large.
All right. We'll see if how expensive they are.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, listen, I don't want one of these off brands either.
No.
Peter Millar.
I want something good. Want something good. But
Peter Millar, FootJoy, anything along that line will be just fine.
Right. Don't be pulling this poor boy thing down. No difference.
All right, Danny's in Russellville this morning on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Danny?
Good morning, guys. I do not understand Musselman leaving. I watched that press conference at USC, and he kind of looked like a whoop puppy. He had the look on his face like, I just totally screwed up. But you know what? If you want to trade filet mignon for Vienna sausages, go right ahead. Hey, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need. I think it worked out pretty good for Arkansas. Cal, he's got the ability to get players. We know that. And when he has that press conference tomorrow, he's going to say this: the fans. He's been at Bud Walton. He knows the fan base, the facilities. Everything is here for him to win. He's got the money. He's got the ability to get players. And I do not understand why Chris Beard turned this job down, or anybody else for that matter. And I think Cal, he knew this was a giant sleeping job, and he knew Arkansas was a gem. Everybody did. Why these people turned it down, I do not know.
Well, that's a good question, Danny.
We don't know that they really did. We just know what the media narrative is out there. You know, and look, let's be frank. We all fall into the trap. You know, Friday, and I'll go back to what Tommy said. Friday, when we did this show, all signs pointed toward Chris Beard. Now, just because it didn't happen Friday doesn't necessarily mean Chris Beard said no to Arkansas. We don't know all the dominoes that were falling. Obviously, a big one has fallen. You know, we talk about Arkansas and Kentucky. Kentucky's got to go hire a coach if this happens. Mm-hmm. They may pluck one out of the Southeastern Conference. This thing may just totally go crazy. So there's still more to come.
All right, let's take another call. Ryan is in Hot Springs back on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Ryan?
I think I'm probably in a minority here, but I'm actually not excited about this hire. I'm not saying he's not good or nothing like that, but I'm really, truly worried about this being the Jimbo Fisher version
of basketball hire. We're getting a guy that's past his peak. And, I mean, I don't doubt that he'll win us some games. I'm not doubting that. But I'm just really, really worried we're going to pay all his money and then go lose in the first round of the tournament.
I think you always worry. As fans, you know, you always wonder what it's going to be like. And it's a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But I'll also say something here, and I don't know that it's $5 to $6 million. I have no idea. That's a lot. And might be true, might not be. But there is, and we've all talked about this, that when you get the right guy, all this stuff comes together. NIL, money to pay the coach, money to do whatever you want to do. And that's why I said a little bit earlier, and I don't mean it arrogantly, and I don't mean it flippantly. In basketball, Arkansas, they've got the backing to do whatever they want to do, provided it's the right guy. And all of this has come together at the right time. I suspect that Calipari has in his mind one last act, one last – he's a competitor, guys. Now, look, I love the show, and he's a showman. But beneath all of that, as I said earlier, I guarantee he's a fierce competitor.
All right, let's take another call. Let's go to – sorry, my mouth. Christian, go ahead and punch up the other call. It's B.A. or P.A. in Texarkana. What's up, P.A.?
I just had one thing to say, guys. I do like the hire a lot. I like the hire. The main reason is that it took – How the enormity of it is that it took the women's basketball championship off the ESPN headlines. I mean, they went second or third in the A block. They led, ESPN led with Arkansas and Kentucky. Now, when you got Caitlin Clark, she's been all the rage the past however many months, and we knocked their game and their win off the lead on ESPN, that means it's a pretty doggone big deal, in my opinion. Anyway, secondly, the Kentucky fans, no matter how much they say, oh, we're ready for him to go anyway. We didn't want him. Well, I guarantee you the intrepidation is going to slide right in that Kentucky back door, and the first, second, maybe even third person, like former Butler coach, I can't think of his name, Brad Stevens, somebody like that, turns them down, and then Billy Donovan turns them down, and then suddenly Cal's not going to look so bad, you know, and nobody wants to admit when they lose their girlfriend, that, hey, you know, I hated it because I can't get anything better than she is. Yeah. But I promise you, the Kentucky fans, if they don't get a Brad Stevens or Billy Donovan, they're going to start singing a different tune.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Believe
John Calipari will elevate Arkansas basketball or keep it what Muss is. That is our Morning Rush Daily question, because some of you, like Ryan in Hot Springs, and I don't blame him for thinking that based on Cal's track record in the postseason. Now, he's had really good regular seasons the last 3 years. They have not lived up to the Kentucky expectations. We know Arkansas expectations here in Fayetteville are a little different, as we're live in Big Creek Training Company Harrison this morning. Chuck, I tend to agree with you. I hope he doesn't get fat and happy. I hope there's one last act. Maybe that's the fan in me this morning. But I would think that going to a place like Arkansas where fans actually stand in the arena when something cool happens, they're not sitting down the entire time like in Rupp, and you have a fan base that is happy to have you, and the Kentucky fans were kind of out on the outs with him. It seemed like that there were more and more people by the day, by the week, that were turning on Cal. I tend to think that he is going to get Arkansas to some Eric Musselman levels, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. I don't think a Final Four, a national championship is in the realm of possibility, to be honest. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he goes back to what he did in those first 6 years like you made to earlier. But I think the Musselman type of years is possible. I think second weekend is very feasible under John Calipari if he's Arkansas's head basketball coach.
I think he's ready to compete. You know, I don't think that goes away from you. And I would imagine that, as I said a couple of times this morning, I mean, I think he'll be motivated to prove some people wrong who think it's over. Because I think anyone in that situation would. I wouldn't base my feelings about how he's going to do at Arkansas on what's happened the last couple of years at Kentucky. I would base it on the body of his work. The guy won in his 30s. He won in his 40s. He won in his 50s. He won in his 60s. And players have been different in every decade, I'm certain. You think about what college basketball was when Arkansas played UMass the year after they won the national championship, and he was young and even more brash. And, you know, we've all watched his career. We've watched him evolve as a coach. And, hey, we're getting the real deal. We're getting a Hall of Famer, guys. We've had Coach Sutton. We've had Coach Richardson. And now we'll have Coach Calipari. That speaks volumes about your basketball program.
Yeah. I want to ask you, has Arkansas at any time ever hired a bigger star than what they've apparently hired? I can't even come up with one that's close, or even – I don't even know how to have a real conversation about that.
Lou Holtz became that biggest star.
Right.
But he was not when he was hired here. Many did not know who Lou Holtz was. In fact, I would say most of the state did not know who Lou Holtz was when Frank Broyles hired him. So, you know, you're as I think PA brought up a little bit earlier, you're the lead story. You know, that's what Calipari brings. He brings you the lead story on SportsCenter. I mean, that's just, you know, you get the show, you get everything. But I think he'll win. I think he'll do fine here.
Yeah. All right, that's your Morning Rush Daily Question. It's brought to you by Red River Dodge in Heber Springs. They're Arkansas's number one Ram dealer. Log on at redriverdodge.com. All right, we're live at Big Creek Trading Company. We got more to tell you about the giveaways here. Alan's going to jump in with us and give us some more conversation about his giveaways and what he's got going on. Hopefully this weather, guys, I mean, I thought we'd be talking a lot about the eclipse and everything going on. Obviously, we got news that tops that today, but you know, we got a lot to get here to throughout the morning.
This hour of Chuck Barrett on the Morning Rush is presented by Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Professional people, professional service. Schedule your service appointment today at gopascal.com.
Brian is in Fayetteville this morning. He's got some thoughts on this John Calipari situation. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, guys. Hope y'all are doing well. Do my best not to have a Bob Holt situation. I got a two-parter for you. So first up, last week after the news broke that Muss was leaving, I remember it was someone speaking to the fact that there was 20-some-odd names out there that just they wouldn't come. They wouldn't consider it. They've got too good of a deal going where they're at. So I wanted to pose the question, was Cal on the 20 people list that we thought wouldn't come, wouldn't take the job?
I thought so. I'll be the first to admit, I never thought in a million years John would leave Lexington for Fayetteville. I guess it still hadn't happened just yet, but sure looks like it. So I'll admit I was wrong there.
Well, I don't think anyone, you know, unless you were really plugged into the situation, which only a small handful of people were, this is not one that you saw coming. No, I think it'd be fair to say that.
Now, even with the knowledge of the connection of him and John Tyson, I never dreamed we'd be talking about a coach making over $8 million at Arkansas. That would be one of the things that give me pushback. I didn't know if Fayetteville and Northwest Arkansas and all this was big enough for Calipari. I mean, he's bigger than life in college basketball circles, and he's going to make your program bigger than it's been as far as recognition and national attention. I didn't know if that'd be big enough for him. But clearly the answer is yes in his mind.
What's all your right, second part. Yeah,
second part.
I think we lost him.
Well, I think we were so good on the first part that he just said, answered the second part.
Ended up on the second
part. He was odd.
That is an intriguing point, though. I get from a basketball job, and I know the outside looking in that going to Fayetteville doesn't make sense for a lot of people, but just from an overall standing, Arkansas is a top 20, top 25 job. But I would understand if Cal left for Kansas or North Carolina or Duke, but just on the surface, I think that just not the Hollywood type, it doesn't feel Hollywood enough for him, like you're saying.
Well, I think that goes to what, and I don't know how else to put it. I mean, we've got a little inferiority complex we got to get over. Our basketball program, and look, we've not had the success recently in football that I know a lot of people would like. And we went through some downtimes in basketball. But, guys, we won in the 80s. We won in the 90s. We've had a little dry spell that we went through, but we've won again. Thanks to Eric Musselman, the job is better than it was 5 years ago. Cal was out there 5 years ago. Timing evidently was not right then. Clearly the timing, if all this turns out to be true, then the timing's right now. So that's got a lot to do with it as well.
Well, the job wasn't 5 years ago. The job wasn't as attractive as it is now because you hadn't done anything in the NCAA tournament
in
20 years. So
I don't want to get sidetracked here. What I'm saying is Arkansas has got a proud history among our program. There is a generation that missed all that. But I think John Calipari's generation did not. You know, John Calipari was, you know, he was one of the guys we played against back in those days. So does it have the magnitude nationally of Kentucky basketball? No. As adoring as our fans are, do they follow it the way Kentucky fans do? Not quite. But there's still a very proud history in this program. And look, if you're 65 years old and half the fan base is ready for you to go, there's far worse landing spots than Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Arkansas Dave is on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. What's going on, Dave?
Hi, Todd. How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good brother.
It's like that old song, Total Eclipse of the Heart. You know, the eclipse today, and then we get Cal. And you remember that old song?
Remember it. Oh, yeah.
Chuck, how you doing? How you doing, Chuck? I've always enjoyed your broadcast over here. First-time caller here.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything that you do, and all you guys are great. When the coach moves to Arkansas, they have to relocate. Do they pick a realtor? I mean, I ain't trying to get specific, but like Musselman's house, well, Cal don't move into it, right? I mean, sure, they get to choose their own. They have to live in the state.
No, it's not a parsonage. Not a parsonage. New coach doesn't move
thought,
into
though.
That.
That's a good thought.
That's an interesting comment.
For years, I didn't know it was the first one. And Cal's recruiting, it'll be stuff the NIL. Does every college, they have different NIL money, so Arkansas is one of the highest in the country on NIL right now, guys?
Well, that's what's being reported by a couple national news outlets. Don't know how true or untrue that is, but it's between $5 and $6 million is what I've seen from a couple from ESPN, from
I think common sense would tell you that he wouldn't be here if he thought he was handcuffed with – without enough to operate with NIL. So I that was central to the negotiations. It only makes sense that Arkansas would have to be competitive for him to say yes to this.
I don't think there's any question. And, you know, NIL is private money. You know, I mean, it is. The way the structure's set up right now, it's private money. So people can give whatever they want, or in some cases, whatever they don't want. And, you know, I'll go back to something I said 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. There's been a lot of talk about NIL lately, and I do agree. And one of the things I said about Arkansas Edge that I like about it is I do think it gives the opportunity for everyday Arkansans to feel like they have a stake. But for NIL to really work, you got to have one or two guys, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes just one guy. You got to have one guy give you a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. I want to go back to something I said Friday, and that was this was a chance for Hunter Yurecek, who we haven't spoken of yet this morning, should get credit for this, but this is a chance for Hunter Yurecek to make a hire that would unify that fan base and that everyday Arkansan you're speaking of, Chuck, to get involved. You know, when there's just a few hundred people involved now and they're needing a few thousand, you needed a hire of this nature to excite the fan base. I'll be interested to follow along and see if this gets that number from 500 to 5,000 and what they're looking for.
Well, that certainly will help, but you don't hire, and I'm just going to speak candidly on this, you don't hire John Calipari by going from 300 to 5,000. I mean, you just don't. You hire John Calipari because you have the money from a very small group of people that allows you to do that.
No, I get that. I'm just saying here's an opportunity for that initiative to get off
Everyone
its feet.
Everyone should be excited by
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's what I'm
no doubt
is an
about
energizing,
it.
Unifying hire that will, I think, get that everyday Arkansan motivated to be a part of it.
Let's talk to David and Rogers this morning on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Morning. I think it's a good hire. I think I was just wondering if you. What do you guys think? Do you think any of the guys that left might kind of reconsider coming back? Because I think we're going to be on TV a lot more. I think with Cal, so I'm just going to know what you guys think about that.
Thanks,
I think
David.
Every player in America that's as I said earlier, every player in America that is recruitable is interested in Arkansas because number one. Coach Cal gets guys to the NBA. You can say whatever you want to about him. Coach Cal gets guys to the NBA. And kids smell that. And I don't know what the NIL figures are. I tend to think some of this might be a little inflated. But it's apparent that there is NIL money, for lack of a better way to put it. Kids smell that too. So, I don't think there's a player out there that wouldn't at least give Arkansas a thought.
Yeah. I don't imagine this sets well with a lot of other coaches in this league, putting all that together, because Arkansas has clearly taken a major step up when it comes to NIL, and I would imagine that's got the concern of others in this conference and in this region about losing players.
Hey, some of them are trying to figure out if they can get the Kentucky job.
Well, that is.
And if one of them does, then somebody's got to go get their job.
Yep.
So, you know, this is a big domino, and it may start a chain. I guess we'll have to see.
And I wonder, because on the subject of John Calipari, there were questions about him and his philosophy on all these freshman phenoms that he brought in. We think about Dillingham and Shepherd and Wagner and them having a great regular season. I wonder how he kind of goes about, assuming he's the Arkansas head basketball coach, orchestrating this roster, because we mentioned only two players currently, Trevin Brazil and Isaiah Elohim, are on it. So you'll have freshmen. He'll probably bring over some freshmen from this class in Lexington. But the transfers, who he adds, the potential that you just had, David just asking Rogers about guys maybe coming back. Like I saw Caleb Battle had a tweet last night. Just kind of mixing and matching of sorts what he did at Kentucky to maybe what he does at Arkansas.
Think big. That's the mindset that has to change in everything. And it has. If all these reports are true and John Calipari becomes our head coach, people were thinking big. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to the construction of this roster, my point is, I don't think anything's out of the question. I don't think anything is out of the question.
Yeah. And you said the word construction. What do they want to do to Bud Walton Arena? They want to renovate. They want to do some construction, right? Well, you got to have a coach that energizes those big donors, and to get the money. You know anyone that's not going to renew their season tickets now or their suite now? You need all that revenue in order to be able to take on that project. Those aren't central to what we're to getting him hired and what the main mission is. But believe you me, all of them factor in, from NIL to the renovation of Bud Walton to every initiative that's on the table up there surrounding this program.
And you think about how many number one classes that Cal has had in his tenure in Lexington, Kentucky. Arkansas's had Ron Holland until he decided to go to the G League thing. You got Nick Smith, who was the number one player in the country. Jeremy, you mentioned going big. They're going to be even big. I mean, they've got top 75 recruits right now committed to Kentucky. I think that a couple of them will come over. And you could potentially, if it plays out right, have the number one recruiting class in basketball next year. Yeah. And I don't think there's many people that thought that could be a possibility, but it very much could be if it plays out.
Well, I don't pay attention to recruiting rankings. Couldn't care less about them. He'll assemble a roster that has a chance to win right away. I don't have any doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, I do know this. The weather's kind of up and down, Chuck. Hopefully, wherever you're at this morning, wherever you're at and listening, you get a clear sky today for this eclipse. But we're still kind of in that mode. I came in the radio station yesterday. The heat was still on. I had to switch it over to air conditioning. You got to be ready for any kind of weather right now.
Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is at least part of the answer. I can guarantee you that. And, we are at the time of year where you got to work them both. And it may be that way for a little while at least. And, the thing about Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, and if you're a customer of Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, you know that year-round peace of mind is what it's all about. And if you want your spring tune-up, if you want to get things ready not only for the time of year we're going through right now, but for summer, now is the time to log on to GoPascal.com, because when you're part of their plan protection program, whether it's spring, summer, fall, winter, whatever the case, your system is going to be maintained, the problems are going to be taken care of before they become problems, and you're going to have the peace of mind of knowing you're going to be comfortable inside your own home. These are professional people. It is professional service, and you can schedule your appointment at GoPascal.com.
So the other basketball news tonight is we do have the national championship. Women's played out yesterday. Don Staley and South Carolina got it. I listened to a little bit, didn't watch any of it.
I will be
watching all of the game tonight between Connecticut and Purdue. And you heard Dan Hurley kind of at the end of their game against Alabama. He felt like these have been the best two teams the last 2 years, and you're going to see it play out tonight. And maybe the best two big men in college basketball.
Yeah, and I thought, yesterday, Don Staley and that team – completing a 38-0 year. I just wonder if her second five was a team in and of themselves, would they have been out there playing in that game too? Because, man, they are so deep. And I know a lot of people are watching for Caitlin Clark, but how talented they are. But I'm looking forward to it tonight. I'm looking forward, Chuck, to watching Zach Edey play some more.
It's interesting. You don't have, and we've not had many times in a college basketball final, the battle of the big men. Mm-hmm. You got 7-4 and 7-2 tonight. Edie's bigger, he's got more brawn, but Klingon's a lot more athletic. So I think it's a classic big man matchup. Both teams will go inside out. Both these big men can score. Klingon runs the floor better. But I'll tell you, Edie, he's mastered the art of getting you on the right part of his body. I mean, he gets you on his hip and it's over.
Yeah.
Arkansas fans cheering for Purdue tonight to say if they win that they beat them in the regular season. I've heard some, we've gotten some text on them.
Well, they didn't beat them in the regular season, but they beat them.
In the preseason, yeah. I wonder if that would be something. But I kind of, again, this is kind of old school basketball feel of sorts. You mentioned the Klingon and matchup. And I wonder, with the Kentucky job potentially coming open, we've gotten a few texts on this, if Dan Hurley is a candidate, if he would even entertain that hire. I mean, he seems to be doing just fine in stores. They're in their second national championship, trying to repeat for only the third team to do so in the last 50 years. I wonder if he would be a candidate that Mitch Barnhart would potentially go after.
Well, everyone in the country, if you have an opening, pro or otherwise, should be looking at him. But, I think he's the hottest coach and some would say the best coach in college basketball right now.
Timing, so much of it. Timing in your professional life, timing in your personal life, timing in everything. And when you've got a gig as good as his, I don't know that you leave for anything unless the timing is perfect. But by the same token, when Kentucky comes calling, everyone listens.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.